And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Captain Mike joins us now. Captain Mike, first question for you. Live bait. People are looking around for it. Well, what places in your neck of the woods in the Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne area have you found any bait?
From what I understand, none of the local marinas have live bait. I do believe, or last I heard, South Shore Bait over there by the Chef Pass had some shrimp. But I did not get any shrimp from him, and I did not get any shrimp at all. We're going to be throwing plastics today.
Very good. Second question. I had a listener wanted to know if any of you guys were familiar with a bait called the Sixth Sense.
Yes, I've heard of Sixth Sense lures. I believe they are in the Pure Fishing family. They have a pretty good size lineup of lures. I've had customers bring them on the boat over the last few years. I hadn't used any personally, but I certainly have seen them.
Are they hard or soft plastics?
I've seen most of the ones I saw were hard plastics.
Yeah, I think this listener was referring to a topwater. I'm not sure, but I think it was topwater. He wanted to know about it.
I don't have much knowledge on them. Maybe I can do some homework and have an answer for you next week.
Very good. Well, where you been fishing and what you been catching?
Well, it's been a grind here recently, going through a slow tide period. We've been mainly sitting at the bridges, anchored up, and fishing shrimp on the bottom or plastics, you know, the matrix on the bottom. And it's just been a grind. You know, the first day you go out, you fish, and you catch a few, and you think it dried up, so you move to someplace else, and you move to someplace else. And through the course of the day, you might move, you know, travel time an hour. And then when you get back, your buddy says he sat in the same spot, and he's got as many fish or more without moving, and you think, yeah, you can't catch them when you're running 20 miles an hour. So I should have squatted, and that just becomes your pattern for the rest of the week. This morning I have some youngsters on board that are fishing in a tournament, and we're going to see if we can go over to the Biloxi Marsh and put some redfish in the boat and throw some plastics under a popping cork and see if we can catch some speckled trout.
Sounds like a good plan. Daryl and I were talking about fishing birds, and that occurs in your area too. Have you seen that yet, or is it a little too early yet for birds working over fish and schools of bait in your area?
I've not seen any birds as of yet. My next-door neighbor likes to get my fish heads to bait his crab traps, although this time of year he's been baiting crawfish traps. But he told me a friend of his saw some shrimp jumping in Polecat Bend, which is not very far from here. Polecat Bend is on the western shoreline of Lake Bourne between Rigolets Pass and the mouth of the Pearl River. So if there's some shrimp that were seen there, it won't take long that we'll have, you know, shrimp in the local area, and they'll be sizable enough for the local shrimpers to catch them, and then we'll have plenty of bait.
Very good. Any other advice you can give people, given the conditions we've got? Looks like tomorrow is going to really be an excellent day because that little north wind from that last frontal system is going to actually shut down and switch around and kind of calm out and maybe clear the water up.
Well, I can tell you that I did see eggs in some of the bigger trout that we caught, which I thought was interesting. The 14 and 15-inch trout didn't have any eggs in them, but the 18, the 17 to 19-inch fish had eggs in them that were fairly developed. So when those trout have eggs in them, they're going to certainly eat like pigs, sort of stocking up in preparation for the spawn. So they'll certainly use current to help them find bait. So I'm going to be concentrating today on current lines, water pushing around a point, and we'll anchor up. We'll use the power poles, anchor up, and we'll throw our popping corks right in those current lines and pop those corks. And that's going to be my pattern for the first half of the morning. As the water gets a little bit higher, we're going to switch gears, put shrimp under a cork, and see if we can catch some redfish and potentially have an entry into this tournament.
Very good. Mike, you're a very popular speaker at CCA events, and there's a few of them coming up. Are you scheduled for any of those where people can come out and hear you?
Correct. I will be speaking at Bent Marine on the 22nd of this month. There's several other veteran captains that will be there as well. I think Dudley's scheduled, Captain Ahab, who's over in the Delacro area. I think CT's going to be our moderator. So going to have a good lineup. We'll be fielding questions. There'll be a tremendous amount of knowledge in that building on that night, sharing information.
Yep, I've been to that one in the past. It's a real good place to pick up some good tips and info from a real vast array of some local pros. Mike, how about next Thursday at the North Shore Chapter of CCA Banquet? Am I going to see you there?
I do plan on getting over that way, drag my wife over there and shake hands and see a lot of our friends. That's how we sort of communicate with one another. We all gather at the CCA events. I could be there for a little while, but I got a full week scheduled. So usually by 9 o'clock, I'm going to fall asleep no matter where.
Yeah, well, welcome to my world. I'll see you there. Yeah. I'm going to be hanging out between the Martian Bayou table and the Recreational Fisheries Institute table. There's a bunch of folks going to be there. It'll be good to see everybody in person. Mike, thanks for the report. Somebody wants to get you. Got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give him your site and phone number.
Well, Don, I do have one little public service announcement. Shanna over at Wrigley's Marina has Easter baskets for all the kids that launch at Wrigley's Marina. And she has quite a few of them. She'll be giving them out from now to Easter. So anybody who launches at Wrigley's Marina, the children can get an Easter basket. But anyway, you can reach me at aaofla.com. I'm on your website, like you said, social media under Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the good old telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right. Best of luck, Mike, and we'll check in with you next week.
All right, Don. Talk to you then.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, our Ball in the Bayou guy. All right.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.